Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
Brewers broadcaster Jeff Leverett.
Maybe a Northwestern student or something. Maybe the camera was off on Zoom.
It was the mouse that impressed me. Like, everybody gets on their phone from time to time at the game. You might see a laptop, but dude with the mouse on top
That's
of it.
That's next level. I've never seen anybody use a mouse like that, especially out in the elements. And desk mouse, fine. That's great. But I've never seen one in the bleachers. Well, I've seen a mouse out there, but not the kind that's digital form.
This is Brewers 360.
The 0-1. And Isaac, a fly ball deep right. This is going to be deep enough. Carroll back, makes the catch, tagging his Lockridge. Here's the throw. Lockridge scores standing up, and the Brewers have walked off the Diamondbacks.
Brewers 360, sponsored by Outdoor Living Unlimited and Big Fish Contracting. Lane Grindle on the radio call here on 620 WTMJ. Our man Jeff Levering was on TV, and he joins us live this morning. Level, I guess we'll start this way. My father was in attendance at the game, and I received this text at 9:31 p.m. as I'm drifting off to sleep. Brewers bullpen sucks. Score 8 runs, and then the pen gives up 7. BS. And I'm like, well, I guess I'll wake up to an interesting Brewers box score.
Well, you woke up to a win at least.
Yes.
Yeah, right. So that's good. 9-8, take that. I mean, the Brewers are in a tough stretch, right? Playing 19 games in 18 days. Arms are going to be tired. They had 3 guys back in the bullpen that were not even available yesterday. And they still were able to come away with a win. It doesn't matter how you get them, but you stack those wins together, and hopefully the long-lasting effects of the tiredness of that bullpen don't go into today. I mean, you've got starters going, and it should be all right, but nonetheless, a win is a win is a win, and those are always important.
Well, you do make a good point about the long stretch, no days off, and then on top of it, Level, Eric and I were talking about it. When you have guys like Miz, and was he north of 80 pitches last night?
Yeah. So, more than 90.
Yeah, he's in the 90s.
When you have some guys who, even either by design or, you know, just a matter of baseball, who don't go more than 5 innings, you're going to lean on that pen, and we have.
Mm-hmm. There's no doubt. And think about when this stretch started against Cincinnati. You had Mizorowski that didn't even get out of the second inning, and then Brandon Woodruff has short starts. And Mizorowski has another short start in Chicago of just 4 innings. It puts a lot of stress in your bullpen. Plus, D.L. Hall got hurt. He's got an oblique issue, and he was one of your long guys out of the bullpen. So you've had to ask a lot of innings from this bullpen during the stretch. And the stretch is going to end. There's an off day, natural off day, on Tuesday of next week. So if you can get through that, you've got some off days coming up that are just naturally built in there. And you get into September, the roster expands by an extra pitcher and an extra position player. You just got to get through the next 6 days, 2 more against Arizona and then 3 against Toronto, one of the top offenses in the leagues too. But if you can get through this 6-game stretch, you're going to be just fine moving forward.
Is the Miz back? I mean, he looked better than he had, obviously.
His last outing was awesome. I mean, last night he threw just 7 pitches over 100 miles an hour, which seems, I mean, like for most mortals would be a very high number, but for him it was a low number. Sometimes he does that the first 8 pitches of the game. But he was operating last night at 97 to 99 miles an hour. He was hitting his spots. His off-speed stuff was really good. Curveball, slider, threw a couple of really good changeups. He can operate at that velocity and not throw full throttle with every single pitch and be very, very good and be very efficient. And I think that's what we saw last night. He gave up the 3-run homer to Gabby Moreno, doubled up on a slider and got hurt. But nonetheless, I thought this outing from Jacob Mizorowski may have been more impressive than his outing against the Dodgers when he struck out 12, gave up the leadoff homer to Ohtani, and then just dealt after that. I thought that this outing was maybe more impressive just because of the arsenal that he was throwing out there.
Is that something, Levo, that like Brewers pitching coach Chris Hook and his staff, are they working actively with Miz on how to refine? That's great that you got a lightning bolt for an arm, kid, but here's what we're working on next.
Yeah, you can't just rely on the talent forever, right? You have to be able to refine things. And I know, because I witnessed it, Chris Hook and Jim Henderson and Jacob Mizorowski, after his last appearance in Chicago, they walked around Wrigley Field with no shoes on, by the way. They walked around the field in the grass five times, just having a conversation, the three of them, just about, I don't know what they were talking about, and I don't need to know, because that can stay between them. I'm sure they were talking some mechanical stuff. I'm sure they were talking mental stuff. Maybe they were just talking about life and what it's like to be up in the big leagues, because this kid's still 23 years old, and he plays with such a joy. I think that his refinement of what he is doing is going to continue to be ongoing. And that's a really good thing for him, because the sky's the limit. I mean, the right arm and what he has, that just doesn't grow on trees. And if you can refine it and get away with some of the rough edges, I think Miz is going to be just as good as he wants to be.
Speaking of talented arms, you still got Robert Gasser sitting in, warming up, doing the rehab. Is it? I mean, should we anticipate seeing him start a game here before too long?
I mean, it's possible. You have some limitations on what he can do just because of the pitch counts and the Tommy John surgery. He has a longer leash down in the minor leagues because of the Tommy John. So you could potentially see him in September at some point. I don't know if they're going to lengthen him out to be a starter. But you could see two, maybe three innings out of him, and especially if D.L. Hall doesn't come back from the oblique thing quicker, you could see Gasser up in September, be my guess, and what an arm that would be to come back too for a stretch run.
You mentioned the Blue Jays will go to Toronto next for a quick series and then back here to Milwaukee. What do we know about Toronto? Really good ball club. They are leading their division, are they not?
They are, yeah. They've got the second-best record in the American League behind Detroit, but they're leading the East. They've been one of the hottest teams other than the Brewers in Major League Baseball since the middle of May. They can swing it. They certainly can swing it. They've got an offense that's almost number one or number two in most categories in the big leagues. They've got Guerrero and Bichette and Springer and Dalton Varsho, Marshfield's finest. Who are part of that offense, Alejandro Kirk, who looks like the little juggernaut character from the X-Men, but he can swing the bat. and they can pitch it too. I mean, they've got Max Scherzer who's running out there. They've got a really good bullpen. So that's going to be a great series. And I mean, you could say that could be a potential World Series preview between the old Brewers and the Toronto Blue Jays.
They still play in Sky Dome up there? I'm sure they don't call it that anymore.
Now it's the Rogers Center, but that's a great ballpark. I mean, the atmosphere is going to be awesome. Weather's going to be great. It should be a great series up in Toronto.
And for those wondering why they're off on Tuesday of next week, it's because Monday's Labor Day, so they got the day game against the Phils on Monday.
Yes, and also because they're in the stretch of 18 consecutive
there's
days,
that.
You have to go through the league to get approval. So instead of just playing through that and having a Thursday off, they decided, okay, let's take Tuesday off and just break up the series with the Phillies.
Nice.
Brewers play-by-play man Jeff Levering on Brewers 360 this morning. Appreciate it, Levo.
You got it, guys. Happy belated birthday, Eric.
Hey, thank you, sir.
You got it, buddy.